Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. Yeah. Final hour for us. This hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. Big story of the day today is not fun, but we will get there, and it is Hawks-related, and unfortunately, it doesn't have to do with their 6-game losing streak. Mark Schlereth is going to join us in about 20 minutes as well. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. Talk some Super Bowl with him, obviously get his reaction to the championship games from over the weekend, and maybe a little coaching hire stuff, too. Certainly ask him about Jeff Ulbrich. I'm sure he's familiar with Jeff Ulbrich, having been around the league as long as he has. And then we'll get to an AMA to wrap things up at 1:40.
We were talking off the break because we talked that, you know, the whole TikTok thing was supposed to go away. And I listened to the news, and they were talking about, like, people are selling, like, their phones with the app that's already, because if you erase the app, you can't download it back.
Right. It's not available
in the Apple Store. And so I was looking, and they were talking about, people were like, they were offering like $10,000 and stuff for the phone with the app on. I was like, but then it went back and said, no, people are trying to sell them.
Right. They're so it's like, I have a phone that has TikTok on it. Yes. I'll sell you that phone with TikTok on it for X amount of dollars.
Yeah. And I was like, oh.
You got to really want TikTok,
man. But no, I was like, okay. Well, I mean, I don't care about it. But
you also got to be real. Like, as much as you need to know technology to use TikTok, like, your phone backs up. Like, just restore it.
Right. There's got to be a way you get it back, right?
Restore it to when before you deleted it.
To what?
To one of your, like, your phone, usually your phone will back up restore.
Okay.
And you can restore it to a certain date.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
About the TikTok?
Well, just restore it to like a week ago before you deleted TikTok. It should still have it.
I didn't know you could do that.
You sure about that?
If you restore your phone properly.
You sure about that?
I don't think you're sure about it.
I don't think you're sure about that.
If you restore your phone, you should be able to get
it. Okay, there it goes. Should. I thought we'd get there.
Exactly.
I thought we'd get there. And I don't know any kind of stuff about any kind of stuff like that. But let me ask you this, though. Like, to delete the app that quickly, you love TikTok so much that you would spend money to buy it from someone else on their phone. You gave up on it pretty quick just to delete it.
Like,
do you delete apps that you're done using?
What do you mean?
Like, if you downloaded an app for whatever reason, don't use it for a while, and then it gets that little down arrow next to the cloud, which means you have to re-download it or whatever.
The only one I really do, I don't keep my Cash app or the Venmo thing up. I don't ever keep that up. I always delete it.
What do you mean?
Like, after I make the purchase or send my child money, I'll always just, like, undownload it.
So every time you send them money, you re-download Venmo?
I mean, I got the little thing.
I don't know what that means.
You just said it when you have a little iCloud thing.
Oh, so you just Oh, yeah. All right. Interesting.
Yeah. I always say, like, anytime, anything that has the ability, if I lose my phone and somebody might cut my thumbprint off.
Got it.
I'll cut my thumb off.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said that because that's what I wanted to ask you about. Yesterday, I walked down to the end of the driveway to get the recycling bin and the garbage can.
Right.
Every week. Happens every week. But this week, there was a phone on top of the recycling bin. I told you this?
Yeah, told me yesterday.
Okay. So, all right, there's a random phone. That's kind of weird. I assume either the garbage person dropped it or what. I don't know. I don't know what it was. So, it was dead. So, I brought it up to the house, and I plugged it in to charge it. I don't know what my plan was because it's one of those, you got to have the code to open it.
Right.
So I don't know what my plan was, but I charged it and I'm trying to click it on. Now it says it has no SIM card. So I think that means it's not, no one was using it as an actual phone.
No, that's why I said it was the burner.
Or maybe it was a burner.
That's
it's an iPhone. People use burner iPhones.
I don't know, but
you gotta be a rich person.
When you said that, I said, was it somebody's burner?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. But like, I don't know what to do with it. Like,
Sell it? Is it a good iPhone?
It's cracked. The screen's cracked.
Is it a good iPhone?
I have no idea what that even means.
Is the screen cracked or is there a protector on the screen that's cracked?
These are all good questions. Do you want me to bring it in tomorrow?
No, because
I don't know.
Like, my screen protector is cracked. But
okay.
It's my screen protector. But okay. My phone's not cracked.
But the phone's not cracked.
Yeah.
All right. So I don't know. I'm not sure.
It's been a hawk, that thing.
I was just worried, like, maybe it was somebody's and they'd come looking for it, you know?
We're still going to Like, you got, like, some encrypted, like...
Who knows?
Like, money laundering scheme?
I don't know.
Like, you said you found this on the trash
If it
can.
Was somebody's burner phone, maybe who... What are you burning? You know what I mean? Like, what's that person up to?
Man, say, what are you burning?
I have no idea.
I would definitely make sure you keep it off, though.
It was it's in the garbage right now.
Okay.
But it, outside.
What if somebody's
it's at your house still, right?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, they can track it. If
that's what I mean. That's why I think I should get rid of it.
Dude, you better throw it away, man. Hey, dog, get it out, because you don't know... That to me, that sounds shady.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Also, somebody could be listening to what's going on inside your house.
It sounds like the popo
was doing that anyway.
It's not in my house. It's in the garbage can outside.
It sounded like the police was after him. They were trying to throw stuff out, and they got rid of the track.
And now it's in my garbage with my fingerprints all over it, and the police are going to be like, who'd you murder?
Yeah.
And I'll be like, I didn't do anything. What's your alias? I don't have one.
Hey,
I go to jail.
I'll come down to Cobb get you.
I've said it many times.
We'll come get you.
I'm not going to do well in jail.
You never know until you forced into a situation.
Forced is the thing I'm mostly worried about.
Like, say you sitting on the bench and you remember on
into stuff.
What was the movie with Chris Tucker?
Was
it Money Talk when the guy was talking to Chris Tucker in the jail? They put it. Did he grab it like this?
Yeah.
Like, Andy, I think that she would bow up.
Oh, I don't know what I'd do. I think I'd throw up.
Did he grab you like this?
Yeah. Anyway, even thinking about this makes me want to get rid of that damn phone.
Get rid of the phone, man.
We got to
get rid of the damn phone. Man.
I don't know. But what if it has TikTok on it?
Get rid of the phone.
What if it has TikTok on it and I can sell it for $10,000?
Yeah.
I didn't even know about that.
Like,
now.
Okay. Like, I'm not listening to Mo. He said Abe is right. Apple phones have restore dates. Yeah, they do. But this is different. They said once this app going, it ain't coming back.
I didn't even know you could do that.
Yes.
So I'm learning all kinds of different new things.
Yes.
I just need to do that.
But I don't listen to Mo no way.
Before Jason Statham comes to my house.
Anybody who insults their wife, anybody who insults their lady.
Yeah.
Your advice means
you're
nothing.
You're on thin ice.
Nothing.
Still
to
on
me.
Thin ice around here.
Nothing,
all right,
Mo.
Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Oh. Boom! Well, a very, very poorly officiated game. I have to say it. I'm sorry, you can't sugarcoat it.
You said it.
A terribly officiated game, and the Hawks got absolutely hosed. So your final score here in Atlanta, the Rockets 100, and the shorthanded Hawks, who battled all night long, 96.
What's your favorite term?
Before, I think there's a long runway for this team. You know, this is a tough stretch right now, you know, and we just got to keep, until the guys, we have to keep grinding, particularly this game is, in a lot of ways, is like this time of the year. It's always, you know, heading up to, you know, late January, early February. You know, you just have to dig in and be mentally tough.
I don't believe
it's going to take a lot of mental toughness for sure.
This ain't no long runway. This is a private landing strip.
Yeah, this runway got a little shorter.
Yeah,
and what we mean by that is, the Hawks have lost six in a row. They lost last night. There was some definite questionable officiating in the fourth quarter without question. But that's neither here nor there. The story of the day is that Jalen Johnson is out for the rest of the year.
Yeah, man.
Jalen Johnson tore his labrum. He's going to have surgery. He's going to miss the final 35 games of the season. And, you know, anybody who's watched the Hawks this year, which I assume all of you have, you know how vital he is to this team. He's it.
Yeah.
You know? So he's not going to be there for the final 35. Trade deadlines next week. I think that changes the calculations leading into that. And it's just a huge bummer because it derails. I don't know what the season could have been, whatever it could have been, to me feels like, that's not really realistic anymore. No,
it's going to be better than it would have been, man. This is a bummer, man, because, I mean, you kind of knew it was going to be a minute.
Yeah.
But this ain't no minute. This is.
You hoped maybe it would just be like a month or something, yeah. And now it's a season.
No, it's a season, and now, we talked already in the show, it does look like Bogey and Clint are going to be on the move, bringing in some draft picks and trying to, build this roster out that way and just wait till Jalen gets back. Hopefully, Richey continues to develop throughout the season.
No reason for him not to be taking
really
20 shots
exactly.
a game now.
There's no reason for that, for him not to be ultra aggressive on the offensive side of the floor. Dyson continued to grow and everything, and then you look at it and you look how these three guys are with O and decide if you're going to do with him in this offseason, and then hopefully next year put Jalen back in and you go from there, man, because this is a big-ass blow to this team that's already on the downward trend anyways.
Right. They're already playing some tough basketball anyways. They're dealing with other injuries anyway. So for this to happen in the middle of a six-game losing streak, who knows how long it's going to go. Hopefully it ends. They play Cleveland tomorrow at Cleveland.
Yes.
Then Indiana, then Detroit, then San Antonio, then Milwaukee.
Yeah, they got some rough. They got a rough stretch.
Yeah.
Got a rough stretch.
It is. It's a tough stretch coming up.
It's a rough stretch with him.
And then, you also have to wonder and ask the question of, okay, so he's kind of been a major part of the team for 2 years now and will have missed significant time due to injury in both years.
Yes.
So maybe it's fluky and hopefully it is, but maybe he's injury prone.
And that's the first thing. I think we were having fun with it, but I mean, that's a thing.
It is a thing.
It's a thing, man. And I don't want to put that on him and say he's like Joel Embiid, which we were talking before. Man, it's 400 games.
Joel Embiid, what did you say?
What was it? 406 and then 400. Okay. Oh, wait.
I think Abe's bad about the iPhone thing.
Oh, I don't really. Yeah. Is it Joel Embiid's played?
I think he's like played. I think the number is like 460 he has played. Maybe
I know 400 he's missed.
And he's missed 400.
Jeez.
400 games.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
And made over $300 million.
And won an MVP in there.
Yeah.
He snuck an MVP in there when he was available.
Damn good.
He's very good when he was available. And again, hopefully that's not the situation with Jalen Johnson, but Jalen's very good when he's available, and the team is obviously different when he's available. And so for him not to be out there for the remainder of the year just makes, it makes it very difficult to have too much expectation for what the rest of the year can be. I don't know, maybe they get crazy at the deadline, Maybe you get wild at the deadline and try to get somebody.
Oh, I'm looking at this.
Fill in for him.
We talked about De'Aaron Fox earlier. Okay, so his Supermax, if he's eligible with Sacramento only, is 5 years, $345.
Right.
His max via re-signing or extending is 5 years, $296.
Mm-hmm.
Max signing with another team as a free agent, 4 years, $219.
But they can trade the bird rights with the trade at the deadline.
Let's hope they do that.
Yeah.
Because if not, I ain't leaving Sacramento.
Sacramento's not that bad.
Sacramento ain't that bad.
For a $120 million difference.
Sacramento ain't that damn bad.
Yeah, buys a plane ticket.
Hell yeah.
A lot of plane tickets elsewhere.
Good lord.
What did you say? 5 years, $340 million?
Yes.
No offense to De'Aaron Fox.
If he's eligible. If eligible for that.
That's not.
The Supermax.
That's too much money for him.
Are you a lost sugar?
Are you kidding me?
But Jesus.
When did we win? One playoff series?
But Jesus.
And now we're going to go a third of a Billy? I don't know, man. I get it. It's the market. It's the max.
Jesus.
All that kind of stuff. I can't do that. Can't do all that. All right, Mark Schlereth is going to join us next. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. Get his thoughts on the two games over the weekend. Obviously, one was a blowout. One was a classic. Super Bowl coming up. Rematch of the Super Bowl. We'll ask him about Jeff Ulbrich, too. I'm sure he's got some thoughts on him, having been around the league for a little bit. Falcons hired Jeff as their defensive coordinator earlier in the week. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
120 on Wednesdays means Mark Schlereth joins the show. Our Odyssey NFL insider hosted the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing good.
Good.
Obviously enjoyed the football over the weekend. Looking forward to the Super Bowl in a couple weeks. If you're a member of the Bills team or coaching staff or fan base or whatever, like, what's this offseason going to be like? Like, it happened again. It happened against that guy again. What's it like right now to be a member of the Bills team?
I don't know. I don't lose any AFC or NFC championship.
I thought you were going to say that. Yeah, I really did think.
I wouldn't know what it's like being a Buffalo Bill.
Fair enough.
I just win championships. Like, anytime you lose and you're that close, I've got to imagine it's really painful. And there's a lot of talk about Sean McDermott, and can Sean McDermott be the guy that gets them over the top, and this, that, and the other. And ultimately, I think they're fair questions. I mean, I look at early in that game, chasing points on 2-point conversions, and I say this all the time, at what point did we let math guys, the guys we used to stuff in lockers, make decisions on a football field? Like,
exactly.
I don't understand. Like, the 2-point conversion thing is interesting to me, because any game plan you come in to, any game plan, you have one 2-point conversion play that you really like, another one that you kind of like, and you don't practice them. You practice them in a walk-through situation on Friday practice. You got five goal line plays that you install. One of them is your 2-point conversion play, and you're in shorts and T-shirts. So I don't understand the fascination with let's go for two. Like, don't chase points early. So I feel like Sean McDermott, when he gets into these kind of pressure-packed situations, he gets to the point where he does things that aren't true to his identity, and then he panics and says, oh, Josh Allen, go save us. Go win the game for us. As opposed to doing things the way you've done them all season long. And that would be my one criticism of the Buffalo Bills. Hey, there's no shame to losing to Kansas City in Kansas City. They're pretty damn good last time I checked. So I get it. But, my advice would be adhere to who you are all season long. Like, the fact that you come in and you had an opportunity with, 3 minutes and 20 some odd seconds or whatever it was to either go down and have a game tying field goal or a game winning touchdown, and the first carry of the drive, You have your backup running back in after James Cook has been the guy that really kind of puts you over the top in that game. That's, like, again, panic-stricken. They just drove down to kick a field goal to go up, and you've been on the sideline that whole time. I'd understand it if you were injured, but the very next play on second down, you're in the game. What are we doing? Why is our backup running back getting a carry in that situation? Just things like that don't make a whole lot of sense to me.
If Washington doesn't have those multiple turnovers, do you think this game is a little bit closer than it was?
I mean, anytime you give up four, you give up the ball four times, and then the team scores 28 points off those four turnovers, there's not a whole lot that's going to keep you in a game that way. But that said, man, Philadelphia is loaded. That roster is loaded. They absolutely dominate the line of scrimmage. Their tight end and their receiving core is outstanding. Obviously, Saquon Barkley is a freak show. And all three levels of their defense are littered with superstars. They are such a damn good team. And, man for man, if I'm handicapping, just rosters in this game, Philadelphia wins at every position other than quarterback. Hmm. I mean, that's how good they are. But, of course, that quarterback is a big position. And the other place Philly doesn't win is coaching, because I think Andy Reid is as good as we have in this league and as good maybe as we've ever had in this league.
I know that it's a rematch of teams from a couple of years ago, but you kind of just talked a bit about how the Eagles are different on defense. The Chiefs are a bit different, too. How do you view the teams in this one versus a couple of years ago in terms of how different they are?
Yeah, well, I think probably more similarities than differences. With Kansas City, I've never seen their equal when it comes to got to have it plays. And regardless of it's the coach calling them, Spags, on defense, third down, all out, zero blitz, fourth down, zone blitz, and understanding protections, understanding how to attack the protections. In those two situations, Karloftis makes two plays. The third down and 10, man, he peels off. There's a zero blitz, and they throw a bubble screen to the outside. He peels off his pass rush. He's the guy that makes the tackle on the wide receiver. And I think it was Amari Cooper. If he doesn't make that tackle, man, that thing is a first down and maybe to the house. At the very least, you're lined up and ready to kick a field goal. So he peels off his pass rush and goes and hunts that thing down and stops it for a 5-yard gain. And then it becomes fourth down and five. And on that play, he runs contain while the cornerback comes on the inside blitz, and he keeps Josh Allen from getting outside. So if you lose your pass rush lane on that, Josh Allen's outside picking up that first down with his leg. So, they're really smart. They're very well coached. And, oh, by the way, Karloftis hit Josh Allen on that play and then pulled off and let Josh Allen fall to the ground. Didn't fall on top of him, so he didn't risk getting a flag on that either. So just smart stuff that they do.
Dude, why does it seem like nobody wants to be the Saints head coach?
I think it's more that the Saints have their guy already.
You think so?
And they've gone through the motions like, hey, are you going to blow us away? But we've already decided Kellen Moore is going to be our next head coach. And so I think that's why Mike McCarthy pulled his name out. Mm-hmm. I don't think he did an interview well. I think you get a sense that I'm not really their guy. So I think that's why people have pulled out, as opposed to, the Saints coming out and say, hey, we're moving on. McCarthy did an interview well. You pull yourself out first because you can see the writing on the wall that Kellen Moore is going to get that job now. Obviously, the Philadelphia Eagles offensive coordinator is going to be the next head coach of the Saints.
What do you think of that?
Hey, listen, man. Has he done a good job with Philadelphia? Yeah. Do I think maybe I could do a good job with Philadelphia? Yeah. I don't know. I know this. We are so enamored with young offensive coaches. And and we're so anti-retreads or anti-older guys. And the thing I hear from young people all the time is,
Well, it makes sense to get a young offensive guy. You know, they connect well with the players, you know, and they speak the players' language. And I think that's such a bunch of hogwash.
Yes.
Like, you can either communicate or you can't. You're either respected or you're not. And age, I don't care how young you are and if you can send the right emojis. If you can't coach or we don't respect you or we think you're a clown or you're not authentic, dude, we'll run you out of that building. So you got to understand how players think.
Right.
And, you know, I always say this, man, two types of fear. There's the biblical type of fear, which is awesome reverence and respect. And then there's straight up fear. This guy will cut me in a heartbeat if I do something that he doesn't care for. And both of those types of fear are incredibly important when you're putting together a football team. And unfortunately, you know, old owners, like a young offensive mind to them, you know, that's developed the quarterback, that's like Viagra for 80-year-old owners. They, I mean, they can't get enough of that, right?
Yep.
And that doesn't mean that you can coach. So I'm not saying Kellen Moore can't and that he won't be great. He may be. But if that's what you're basing it on, hey, we need somebody young and dynamic and coached on the offensive side of the ball. I just think that's stupid. Tell me DeMeco Ryans can't coach. And I know he's young, but that dude connected with players, and he always had from the time he came into the league to the time he went out. You know, and so I just don't buy into that. Sean Payton at 60-whatever seems to be doing a pretty good job in Denver where he's revamped that whole roster and, oh, by the way, took a rookie quarterback and, oh, by the way, took an $84 million cap hit and got his team to the playoffs. So I think it's whether you can coach or not, and regardless of how old you are, if you connect and you have respect, you'll have the players here.
Well, we got another conversation next Wednesday before the game actually gets here, so we'll save some of the Super Bowl specific stuff for then. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank
you. You got it, guys. Take care.
829 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. We were just marveling at the bottom end of the Eastern Conference standings. I knew it was bad.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that bad. I guess I just hadn't checked. The Wizards have lost 14 games in a row.
This is unbelievable.
They've played 45 games. They've won 6 of them.
And who have been the majority of those win off?
Well, they so this isn't – yeah, whatever. Let's pile on. The Raptors have 3 road wins this year. 2 of them are against the Hawks. They won back-to-back games against them last weekend. The Wizards have 6 wins all season. Yep. 2 of them are against the Hawks.
Unbelievable.
They also beat the Nuggets somehow.
Yes.
They beat the Nuggets somehow.
Yes.
Anyway. Hey, there's only one person on hold. So if you want to get on hold and ask an AMA question today might be your day. You think to yourself, I've never asked an AMA question before. Well, give it a shot. Jump in the deep end of the pool.
I got one yesterday, a DM, and it was pretty cool. It said, Randy, would you rather have, and I think I might have had this before, would I rather have a national championship ring or a Super Bowl ring?
Mm-hmm.
Super Bowl ring.
Okay.
Yes, definitely. Definitely a Super Bowl ring.
I saw one yesterday that was, would you rather win the Masters once or, and no other tournaments ever, or 15 PGA events, but no majors? What would you rather have?
Masters.
Me too.
Yeah.
I want to be a Masters champion.
Yeah, no doubt.
Give me the green jacket, and I'll just live off that for the rest of my life.
Yeah, no doubt about
like
it.
The appearance fees alone you could make. 404-726-0929 if you want to jump on and ask us a question. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Yo, what's good, fellas?
Hi, Mo.
Hey, okay, so, Randy, I understand that you don't trust me on this.
I don't.
So, I want you to Google iPhone, iOS Restore.
I don't have to Google nothing, Mo. I still don't trust you. I think
it's cool.
Where we at now, I would think that you might have that planet, Mo.
Hey, I'll just go for it. Like I said, it's like a computer. How your computer has backup spots. Your iPhone actually does the same thing. You got backup spots on your iPhone. So there's a site you can actually go on
Hey, Mo, will you do it for me?
Sure.
Okay, yeah.
Absolutely.
So what, you go to a thing and you tell your iPhone you want to reset it to a date and then it resets your iPhone to what it was like on that date?
Yeah, you can go into...
Wouldn't it be nice if relationships had that?
Yes.
Like, if you could be like,
man,
maybe you went on the radio and said something dumb.
January the 6th,
and then
maybe?
You could reset it back to before you did that. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be awesome.
That would be great.
What was the movie about that? Click?
Click.
Click, yeah.
Click, where you could pause and rewind and all that stuff. What would you do if you had
Let
that?
Let me ask y'all this question. So I was calling in from the sick and shut-in which I know you know what that is, Randy.
Okay.
Look, I went and played poker Saturday, man. Go outside to go to my car to get some cigarettes, and I hit a patch of ice at the top of my homeboy's steps. Ooh. And my feet went straight in the air, bro, and I fell down four steps.
Ooh.
So I'm walking around right now with bruised ribs and a bruised spine.
Oof. Damn, homie.
Yeah, it's tough. When is the last time y'all been on the sick and shut in? I know when Nico pulled you, you wasn't necessarily on the sick and shut in. You was hurting, though.
What is that? What
so
is he
that's
saying?
My question to y'all.
What's he saying?
Is that secret shut in?
Sick and shut in?
The sick and shut in, what like they used to do in church, Randy.
Oh, like a shut in. Oh, like when, basically when you would get the shut in at church, you would get to church like at, like, say, 7 o'clock and you wouldn't leave until the next day. So you're, like, basically in the house. Basically in the house.
Okay. Basically. But basically, when's the last time you got hurt and you're on the shelf?
I don't get hurt. Then stay in. I mean, when Nico yanked my ass, that hurt so bad. When I fell down the stairs messing with you, busted up my hand.
Hey, man, I wasn't even there anymore.
Yeah, busted up my damn hand. That pretty bad. But no, I don't. Yeah, I'm good, man.
It is one of those things where it's like you don't fall down much anymore.
Right.
Like as an adult, really. Like obviously you got tackled a lot when you were playing. Right. But like now, like in life, it's not very often. Like what Mo did there,
I think Mo,
doesn't happen
I
much.
I think Mo lady hemmed him up.
Well, yeah. I think she did. I think she, from Home Alone.
Yeah. No.
She Kevin'd him.
Yeah. I think she set you up, Mo.
Yeah. She set him up like the burglars.
Yeah. She set you up, Mo.
She set that trap so he'd bust his ribs up. But like when you were a kid, you used to fall down all the time.
Right.
And I just don't remember the ground being as hard.
Yes.
As
no,
it is now.
The ground is no hard.
The ground has
brittle.
Hardened.
It's just more brittle.
And I don't fall much, but every once in a while, you slip on something. It's like, oh, God, that's just, ow.
Yeah, man.
All right, let me take a second, and I'll get up. Brandon's in Athens. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, how y'all doing? Go Dawgs.
Go Dawgs.
What is y'all's bougie bourbon, and what is y'all's budget bourbon when it comes to favorite types of bourbon to drink? Probably more for Andy,
right,
but I know Randy likes to get down on it.
Oh, I drink bourbon every now and then, but I'm not a big bourbon drinker, so I couldn't tell you which is which. I know that Yellowstone whiskey the Bo got me is a fan favorite.
I honestly, I don't know that I have like a favorite expensive one. I'll just kind of try different ones.
Right.
Because I like all of them, you know? You buy like a Woodford Reserve sometime, or like a Whistle Pig, or something like that. High West is—I don't know how that expensive. Honestly, the one that the guy got us for Christmas last year, E.H. Taylor,
yes,
that was really good.
Do you know that thing still?
But that's really expensive.
Do you know it's still on the liquor cabinet?
Yeah,
still in the thing.
Have you opened it?
I haven't. I've never taken it out of the container.
It's good.
Yeah, I haven't even taken it out of the container.
The one that's like pretty good price that I think is good and it kind of will work every time is Bullet Bourbon. Bullet Bourbon is delicious. It's just as good as stuff that's a lot more expensive.
You are my main man. All right, 50 grand. You're my main man, 50 grand. I still don't understand the delicious part of liquor.
Oh, I don't know.
Andy always says, this is delicious.
It tastes good. All the liquor you've drank,
uh-huh.
You haven't enjoyed it?
Obviously.
I mean, you enjoy the feeling.
Yeah.
You haven't enjoyed the taste of it?
I really don't think about it. I don't really think about it. Just knock it back.
Yeah, but like different liquors
it's so
taste.
Delicious.
I like the way certain bourbons taste.
Yeah,
they're like what do? They distill it differently and they put it in the charred oak barrels and all that. You can taste
it. Bullet's not super sweet and it's got a nice spice to it.
Yeah, which can be the problem with bourbon. Sometimes
really sweet.
Sometimes bourbon can be really sweet.
Yeah.
So I like. Yeah, it's got a nice smoky flavor to it.
Delicious.
It is delicious.
Like hamburgers.
I wish it wasn't so delicious.
Pork chop sandwiches are delicious.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's not like a savory, like I'm going to, I don't know, but I do savor it. I wish I didn't think
swisher?
It was, not with bourbon.
Okay.
I'll burn your lips off. But like, get a little sip in there, enjoy it. Maybe put a little ice cube in there just to open it up a little bit. I don't like to put water in it, but just a little bit.
Okay.
Just to kind of. Let it breathe just a tiny bit. And then I try to sip it, but it goes down so fast and so good.
Yeah. It's when it hits your lips.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's when it hits your lips.
So good. Andrew's in Buckhead. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, guys. What's up? Hey, I'm on Randy's vibe with that. Like, I just like to I'll drink it warm. I'll drink it cold. It doesn't matter to me. And I'm only tequila. But
I got to work the national championship game at the stadium. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. We got you.
Okay, cool. I got to work the national championship game. I'm a Notre Dame fan, so I'm like rounding out my period of mourning right now. So now that the college football season is like kind of in the cold area, I wanted to see, this is a question I had like locked for y'all. What's a unique bowl game sponsor that you guys would want to see? Since we had the Duke Mayo's Bowl, yeah, where they pour the mayonnaise on the guy, and then they had the Pop-Tarts Bowl. I had two quick ones for you real quick. This is kind of a deep cut, but Dunder Mifflin Bowl. It's going to be specifically on Peacock, and then you get a Dundee when you win.
Okay.
And then the last one is the Vaseline No Diddy Bowl. So that's pretty self-explanatory.
Come on. And it was baby oil.
It could be the baby oil bowl.
It was baby oil.
Everyone has to put it on before the game. Nobody can tackle anybody.
It was baby oil.
Or the football's drenched in baby oil.
Yeah, man.
A lot of turnovers. All right. So, yeah, that's a great question. So what's the product you would like to see endorse a bowl game? I think the Blue Chew.
There we go.
Chew it before you do it bowl. Both coaches have to take a Blue Chew in the first quarter and try to hide it.
Oh, man, that would not be cute at all.
You just have to see who can last longer.
That would not be cute at all. I would call it the Hot Liquor Fiesta Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go. Because he was talking about chill. Like, I'm so past the chill shots. Like sometimes when me and my wife will be drinking tequila, she'll try to chill my shots. Like, I think I've grown out of the chill shot phase, man, Andy. I don't. I think that's what it is. And she told me yesterday, she heard the AMA about the question, what happens, our wives are picked up?
Yeah, my wife. My wife heard that, too.
Yeah, and she would honestly say cussing.
Oh, she cusses more now.
Yeah, she did cuss.
Okay.
She said Georgia, and then she had cussing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
My wife's answer was, like, home improvement stuff.
Okay.
She knows how to use tools really good now.
Yeah.
So, like, when we met, I came home from work one day, and she was in our apartment. She had my hand drill. With just a drill bit in it, and she was about to drill a hole into the wall because she wanted to hang a flower hook or something. And I was like, what are you doing? You're way off. Now, last month, she renovated our whole playroom with wainscoting and shelving and paint.
You a good teacher.
I didn't do anything. Like, she cut it all and used the nail gun and all that kind of stuff. It was great. So she's a full-on HGTV home renovator now. She didn't know how to use tools before we met. So, yeah, that's a good one. Adam is in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, y'all?
Hi, Adam.
Hey, keep in mind that I'm an Army kid and I come from the golden age of bullying. But what were the there was a kid back in the day. His name was Dedrick. His head was like an 8 3/4, so we called him Hedrick.
Yeah.
And towards the end of high school, there was a chick, and her nickname was Bout It. So you can go wherever you want with that one.
Yeah, we got it.
But what were some of the funniest nicknames that y'all ever heard of?
Okay. Yeah. The ones you can say on the radio.
What you say on the radio?
We had a similar one. There was a kid at our high school named Edwin, and his head also large. So yeah. Hedwin.
Hedwin, yeah. I think the most insulting one is any nickname that has ass in it.
Okay.
Big head ass, Andy.
Which may have been one.
Yeah. Poe-ass, Randy, anybody put ass in the zone.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, but if they could make your name a part of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that, like something that's wrong with you and also it rhymes with your name and your name fits into it. that's always a tough one. I'm trying to think of any other ones. Like the Hedrick, Dedrick, Hedwin, Edwin one was really easy to come up with. I can't think. I mean, we would just be mean to people. Like, I wish it wasn't true.
Yeah.
But you would just kind of be mean to them. Like, not even cleverly. At least Hedwin was, like, a little bit clever.
Yeah. And then eventually you would, they would pretty much answer to
you. You know what we would do? Because when we were in high school, like the Rockefeller sign like that, people would say Hove a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there were certain girls, if they came in class, we would put that up and say Hove really loud, but we were just saying Ho.
Okay. See, y'all
which isn't
get,
very
y'all
nice.
Been punched in the
yeah,
face.
Somebody should have punched us. Like, what were we doing? Why would you do that?
Yeah,
but plus, also, like, if she would have talked to us, we probably would have been like, yeah.
Y'all were the guys that Stink was talking about stuffing in lockers.
No.
Have you ever stuffed in a locker?
No. Have ever been stuffed in a locker? Have I been stuffed in a
I'm
locker?
I'm asking a question.
Have you been stuffed in a locker?
Come on, man.
Come on, man. I mean,
did you ever stuff
no.
in a locker?
Have I ever stuffed somebody in a locker?
Yeah.
No, I never did that. Okay. Have you ever stuffed in a locker, Abe?
No, I'm kind of with Bunk. Like, we didn't have full-size lockers. Ours were double-deckers. I don't think a human could fit in
there. Abe.
No.
Okay, that's all you had to say.
I just wasn't
that's
the nerd in high
school.
That's
all you had to say, Abe. You didn't have to say we didn't have full-size lockers or nothing.
But I also I don't know if anyone got stuffed in lockers at high school, but, like, certainly not maybe not at my school, but, like, no. Like, if people got stuffed in lockers in high school, I wasn't going to get stuffed in a locker in high school.
That's a question?
Yeah, but it kind of seems like there's a little pretense to a question like that.
If you have to ask.
You know what I mean?
You know, one of those.
Because, like, when I asked you, your reaction was a certain type of way, right? You know what I mean? So, like,
I'll say it was, come on, man.
So, yeah. And that was also my reaction. No, I've never been stuffed in a locker before. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day, we're going to wrap up the show.
Andy's definitely not been stuffed in lockers. Not sure if Abe would have been, but they weren't full size. Not all body parts are the same, as we learned before. And he don't care about emojis. That's what sticks it.
That was very good.
Yes,
that was very good. His rant on analytics was very good. Kellen Moore, human Viagra.
Young offensive play callers. Viagra for old owners.
Yeah. They are, though.
They are.
I guess so.
They also, it doesn't make any sense. Like, if the young play caller on offense needs to relate to the young players, there's also young players on defense. So it doesn't make any sense.
Dylan Brooks give you a neck massage. You got to at least swat his hand off.
Dude, he gave Trey a neck massage.
Randy seems concerned about someone cutting off his thumb to use his Cash App. And just a reminder, the size you want to get to is 9 inches.
Easier for some than others.
Yeah, good luck. Blue Chew. The Blue Chew Bowl. I think that'd be pretty good. I'd watch it. They could play it in Boise on that field, you know? The blue field.
What would the trophy look like?
You know what the trophy would look like. Phallic.